John Fackler, we're going to go to you with story number three. This is coming out of the New York Post. So the story has to do with spring break. Over the course of the years, you've been our go-to person on spring break. You're able to help us understand what's really going on with the various crowds. And to give everybody sort of an update, during the pandemic, the state of Florida made a decision where basically everybody was welcomed here. You didn't necessarily have to wear a mask. You could come down here and not shelter in place like many other states. As a result, Florida really blew up, especially Miami Beach, South Beach blew up. And then we had all kinds of issues where some of the spring breakers were twerking on police cars. And then last year, we actually had two people who were murdered in South Beach. So now there's a brand new city government leadership, and they're been making steps to let it be known that no one is welcome for spring break. Mr. Fackler, let me read you the headline first couple of graphs, and I want you to provide some context, given the fact that you are the spring break expert on the Miami Reporters Roundtable podcast. Here we go. Headline: wild photos show spring break mayhem in Miami Beach as cops arrest more than 250 partiers. First couple of graphs: wild photos show the chaos of spring break revelry in Miami Beach as officials confirm they have busted over 250 partygoers despite dramatic preemptive crackdowns by the city, including a midnight curfew implemented over the weekend. The hotspot for spring breakers implemented a curfew that began at 11:59 p.m. and continued until 6 a.m. from Friday through Monday. The curfews came in response to last year's mayhem that resulted in nearly 500 arrests, a seizure of 105 guns, and two fatal shootings. Mr. Fackler, is this overreach by the Miami Beach government? Is this an attempt to try and set a precedent for future years, or is all of this justified in terms of the police presence that's going on right now in South Beach, Miami Beach for spring break 2024, which basically lasts the entire month of March?
Well, it's definitely justified after previous years, but nothing's working. I mean,
what?
The numbers are literally, because there's still another week.
What do you mean nothing's working? What do you mean nothing's working?
I mean, the numbers are, there's still mayhem. There's still crime.
Not in South Beach. Not in South Beach. It's all up in Lauderdale now. And that's because of what?
Well, I know Lauderdale. I know there was also some story about some shootings in Jacksonville Beach.
But Jacksonville Beach is not in around here. What is happening in Miami Beach?
I'm saying, Dono, I'm glad you have your own opinion on this. But according to the Post story, there's 250 incidents, arrests. There has been no shootings, and there has been no murders. If there's another week of issues, it's going to match the same number of arrests as last year. So these implementations of all these different, things as far as a curfew,
you're completely contradicting. You're contradicting what you're saying. That's why I'm like so fired up. What you're saying is like you're contradicting yourself.
All I'm doing is telling what the Post story said. That's all I'm saying.
Mr. Fackler, let me ask you a follow-up question. In this story, it says that the city of Miami Beach has a video campaign, and they're saying that you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, restricted beach access, DUI checkpoint, $100 parking fees, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence. What kind of sign is that sending to the spring breakers? And do you agree with that almost military-style approach, or do you think it's a little bit over the top?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what else they can do, because they've tried all these measures, and they still had 250 arrests up until today. Now, how many more arrests are going to happen next week? I think it's one more week at least. That it may actually equal what happened last year. So these measures that they're taking is not really helping. I mean, there hasn't been any murders. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But right now, it looks like it's not really working, these measures. And so I don't really know what else they're going to do. They'll come back after next week and decide, okay, what worked, what didn't work. But as far as the number of arrests, I mean, it's going to be the same number every year.
Okay, so what are you basing it on? Like, you run a story? Have you seen the 3,000 videos? Do you not understand that what South Beach has done has been spectacular for South Beach? You know where locals go this week? You know what a local can actually do, like myself, is go to the fucking beach. Because you know where all these assholes have now been forced to go? Is Lauderdale. So let Broward. I mean, I love what the cops in South Beach did. I fucking love it. It's like they pulled a butt plug out. And, it's just all the shit spewed up north.
And Mr. Fackler, well, how do you,
that's good blowback. I actually agree. A lot of the problem has gone north.
Yes.
And so I agree with Donna, but there's still a lot of arrests. I mean, you're still going to have the same issue every year. So maybe we should just get used to it. You know, I mean, just this is the way it is.
Interesting, Mr. Fackler. I always love a lively debate when you get some journalists together. It's very good to have differing opinions. So thank you, Donna. Thank you, Mr. Fackler. Jean, you knew better than to stick your hand in there because you don't want to get, you wanted to be able to have all five fingers. Perfect. Well said.